Welcome to the Balanced Perspective podcast, where we're going to be challenging perspectives on what it actually takes to become successful in business and in life every single week. I'm Terri Ann Richards, your friendly neighborhood serial entrepreneur and your guide to growing an impact-driven business, fueling both your community and your life at home. Enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Balanced Perspective podcast, the show where we get honest about what it really takes to be successful in business. Have you ever asked yourself if your habits actually support your dreams? Do you have the mindset required to help you on your path of being a successful entrepreneur? These questions and so many more is the flow of how I see this show on a go-forward basis. The Balanced Perspective is all about shifting your, yeah, you guessed it, perspective in a way that helps you level up your habits, mindset, and strategy so that you can ultimately do what you were destined to do. Oh, and P.S., the world's going to be better because of it. This show is for the brave-hearted, risk-taking, impact-driven entrepreneurs of the globe that are willing to take a good, hard look in the mirror and ultimately shift their perspectives to ones that garner the most success. So this is episode one, and I'm your host, Terri Ann Richards. Now, you may be wondering, who the hell is Terri Ann Richards? Well, let me share you with her. I am a true serial entrepreneur. I have owned and operated over 8 companies in my career. Both successes and failures are in my resume. I'm self-made. I like to joke that my MBA is from the streets and a little bit of YouTube. The reality is, I am and was a lot like most of you. A girl with a dream to make big impact on this awesome planet. I started my first business at the tender age of 18 years old, selling Mary Kay to family members and all my mom's friends. I was a single mom at 17 years old and realized quickly that if I was going to rise above the stats on teenage pregnancy, I had to create my own future. No government, no family member, no amount of wishing was going to get me out of the mess that I had created. So with true determination and I guess a little bit of a fake it until you make it attitude, I quickly decided that entrepreneurship was the way for me to become my best version of myself. Now, don't get me wrong, there was a lot of lessons along the way, many of which I promise that I plan on sharing with you along this podcasting journey. But the reality of it is, at now 36 years old, looking back on my entrepreneurial career, the difference between my successes and my failures all could be attached to the perspective I held at that very moment. My mindset literally made me or broke me. And I really mean broke me. No matter the ups and downs, I effing love business. I love the opportunities it creates for you and for me. I love the impact that we as entrepreneurs get to make on our communities, on our families, and the people that we employ. I love that by choosing entrepreneurship, I get to teach my children about creating a future that they would be proud to be a part of. That they understand that everything you do in business has a ripple effect and can dramatically affect your outcomes in all aspects of your life. Leadership is a gift. Oh, if I forgot to mention, if you are an entrepreneur, big or small, I label you a leader. Why? Well, because people are watching you. They depend on you for employment, for inspiration, direction. You've built a community of followers. No matter if you are a newly formed solo entrepreneur or the high-achieving CEO employing 100 people, you're a leader. And with leadership comes so much wonder and so many gifts, and also so much responsibility. my entrepreneurial journey has been quite the bumpy ride. I've owned and operated sign companies, publishing companies, retail stores, wellness centers, real estate companies, marketing agencies, and even a travel company. Through each different company, some with partners and shareholders and some without, I've learned so many valuable life lessons. Like how your day-to-day habits can literally make or break you. My morning routines, how I practiced self-care, all had the ability to ensure whether I had success in life or in business. I remember at only 25 years old, after growing a six-figure business, I quite literally burnt out. And I ended up in the hospital at the peak of my busy season. I had no processes in place. My ego was far too big to have learned the skill of delegation, and my health was quickly deteriorating. But more on that in the future. I also learned that you really are the average of the people you spend the most time with. Now listen, I'm not saying that means let's go fire Uncle James and disown our childhood friend Sue, but I am saying that the conversations that you're having daily, the naysayers that you allow in your life that you let dictate your choices, have a direct correlation with the success that you're achieving right now. I learned how the life I lead at home can truly affect the business I grow out there, and vice versa. At 30 years old, my life came to a slamming shut door when my marriage and businesses all started failing around me. I learned quickly that it's not an either or, but I learned a little too late. I actually wrote a book, a best-selling book, by the way, called Why I Divorced My Husband. And it's about my journey through neglected love, ego, and self-discovery. It's a true raw account of how I lived through and how I came out the other side. It's basically a book on how not to make the same mistakes that I did. My entrepreneurial career taught me that my ego is an amazing catalyst for my growth, yet I needed to learn to tame her so to not dissuade the people that I loved and cared about from my life. Oh, and the big one, I learned that communication really is something that is uber important in business success and in life. In 2018, I made the life-altering decision to stop buying, creating, and partnering in tangible businesses, and I made the decision to pivot into being a full-time business coach and mentor. No more hiding behind big brands and marketing memorabilia. I would now be out in the open, raw, and an authentic coach for people that were just like I was. I am currently the no fluff, straight to the point accountability partner for impact-driven female entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to the next level, but want to do so without sacrificing the life they love. I'm on a mission to empower 1,000 women this year to own their place at the entrepreneurial table. But the truth is, I need help. I need both men and women to rise up, pull up their socks, bend their knees to release the pressure, and get focused on the hustle, baby. Every single day, I get to wake up and make a radical impact on the lives of the women I coach. And I need you to make the impact on the people that you want to serve. I'm fueled by impact, if you haven't figured that out yet. This is why I choose to do this podcast. Now, if I'm being honest, which I will be, I wanted to do this podcast about a year ago, but the fear of not knowing everything and it not being perfect and me not understanding the technology literally halted my process. It wasn't until actually I was coaching a client just a few months ago and I was helping her, you know, push past her edge. And then I realized I needed to learn to take my own damn advice. So here we are. This podcast is going to be honest, hopefully funny. I think I'm funny. Maybe you don't think I'm funny. It's going to be raw and it's going to be to the point. I promise to share my openness, my war wounds with you, and to enlighten you on some of the awesome life and business hacks that I've learned along the way that have definitely helped me with my success. My guests that I bring on this show will be authentic. That is a promise. These are true leaders, influencers, entrepreneurs, and just basic humans who get that when you want something bad enough, there is no excuse. There's no bump in the road, no limiting belief that can hold you back from accomplishing that goal. So I ask you, my awesome folks that are listening in right now to episode one, when is now a good time to change your habits, your mindset, and your beliefs? What impact are you making on the world around you right now? And how could you impact so many more people if you finally shifted your perspectives? Recently, I had someone ask me, how do I get myself back on track when I start to think negatively, or, you know, when life goes opposite to plan, which feels like every other week to me? You know, and the answer is really quite simple. You've probably read it in a few books. You've probably heard it on a few podcasts, or your best friend has just told you about it last week. But I'm going to tell you my version. I know that sitting in my shit, while it's okay in the moment, wallowing in my own self-pity when crap goes wrong or not the way I intended is temporary. Feelings are temporary. It's your mindset that keeps you going for the long haul. So to me, everything that happens, happens for you. It's not against you. It's not to you. It's here, even though you don't always agree, to teach you something. The divorce, the bankruptcy, the business failures, the friendship betrayals, and the heartbreaks, all of it is a gift. And every time I think negatively, I give myself the grace to feel all the feels. Like, I'm going to cry, I'm going to scream, I'm going to punch a pillow, I'm going to do all the weird stuff that you know you're supposed to do. I do it. I sit in the corner for a moment, I breathe it in, I breathe it out, and then I very quickly jot down my lessons. Those are my secret sauce. Those are my war wounds, my compassion makers, my impact drivers. Those moments of negativity and shitty experiences have taught me to act bigger, better, stronger, so that I'm more prepared for the next time. Because guess what, guys? Life's going to keep throwing you lemons. Stuff is going to continue to happen. You're going to have a plan and the plan's not going to go as planned. You're going to be in a relationship and the relationship's not going to go the way you want it. This stuff doesn't just all of a sudden stop because we got older and cooler and smarter. No. So you just need to get bigger and better and stronger so that you're prepared for when it does happen. So listen, I welcome you to continue with me on this podcasting journey, on this bumpy entrepreneurial path where, you know, hopefully we get to grow together, make a massive impact on this beautiful globe, and hopefully share our stories with others. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And if you liked what you heard, stir it up, please, and leave me a comment. I can't wait to share the balanced perspective with you. Peace out for now. And there she goes. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Balanced Perspective. Have your perspective shifted yet? Can I ask you a favor? To ensure I get to help other amazing entrepreneurs radically shift their perspectives, would you please leave me a 5-star review on iTunes and everywhere else you are tuning in? Oh, and P.S. If you want to continue this conversation, join me over on the gram at TA_Richards. And remember, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change.